Traveling around New York's massive 57th Senate District isn't always easy.
Actually, I was wondering, do you know the way to Lucy's Coffee Shop in Lilydale?
Best way, let's see.
One of the largest Senate districts in the state, the 57th includes all of three counties, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny, and a handful of towns in Livingston County.
Part of Livingston?
Eight towns in Livingston County.
Okay.
Canisius, Livonia, Mount Morris, North Dansville.
Chautauqua County Executive George Borrello knows the towns. He's the Republican candidate in next week's election for state senator of the 57th District.
Ashen, Sparta, and Springwater.
Oh, wow.
So those are
mastering geography is only part of what's on George Borrello's mind. He has a Democratic opponent in Austin Morgan out of Cattaraugus County, and he needs to connect with the many issues found across the district.
Agriculture is still like the number one industry around these parts, even though we have a steel mill just down the street from us, but a lot of the businesses are on the smaller side.
Dave Rowley, news director at Dunkirk's legacy radio station, WDOE. He's been covering Chautauqua County politics for over three decades.
I think they have been really addressing the issues quite well from their perspectives, their own perspectives. And I think it's going to be interesting. If voters don't know, there is a Senate race around here. They've been hiding under a rock.
Is that right?
Because there's been quite a bit of publicity about this.
Political signs pop out of the ground along major roads like Routes 5 and 20. Getting the word out is top priority. So George Borrello agreed to sit down for an hour at Aunt Millie's restaurant in Irving.
I just think it's a beautifully diverse district in many ways. Yet so many of we face a lot of the same challenges throughout the district. And that's what makes it, for me, a natural transition from representing Chautauqua County as a county executive to representing the 57th Senate District.
Right.
Too many regulations, taxes are too high, too many laws impacting business owners are written by legislators who've never been in business. George Borrello has a polished package delivery, but his passion grows when he talks of the Farm Labor Act, which he says hurts 57th District farmers.
You know, this is about, again, accountability. Every single Democrat senator voted for that. Many of them represent upstate New York. Many of them represent agriculture. Many of them represent agriculture on Long Island. And to me, this is a betrayal of their constituents.
How's your pie, sir? Good?
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Two things to know about Aunt Millie's. One, they boast the best pie in Western New York, and the iceberg-sized slice served to me did not disappoint. The other? The restaurant is named for George Borrello's Aunt Millie.
Can you move it over here?
Sure, I'll take more coffee if you have a chance. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A resident of nearby Sunset Bay, George Borrello enjoyed success in business before moving into politics. He was a Chautauqua County legislator, then county executive. He highlights his ability to work with others to find innovative solutions. And he promises to take that approach to the state Senate if elected next Tuesday.
You know, you look what happened with the thruway. You were following that issue. You know, that languished in Albany for years. You know, the argument is, well, you're not going to be in the majority, so you're never going to be able to get things accomplished. Well, nothing was accomplished with the thruway for, you know, at least 5 years or more. What it took was, it took shining a bright spotlight on the issue, bringing the facts forward, getting the support, grassroots support of our constituency, the people that were impacted by this, support of the media, and there was this groundswell of support that essentially called out the governor for the inaction that he had taken there and the actions that he took, and asking him to do the right thing. You know, to me, that's the path.
George Borrello, the Republican candidate for New York's 57th Senate District. Tomorrow, we'll take you to Cattaraugus County and introduce you to the Democrat in this race, Austin Morgan. Reporting from Chautauqua County, I'm Jay Moran.